This isn't the first time that a president has told agencies that their ranks should include more people that are, well, not white men. But President Obama's executive order puts making the federal government more diverse a responsibility of the agency leaders that form the president's management council. Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry says past diversity initiatives haven't been this prominent.
The president, in an attempt to be smart about how this is organized, rather than create a new structure, has built upon an existing structure, but at the very highest level, so that it will get the attention and scrutiny, at the same time have the opportunity to share best practices across agencies at the very highest levels.
OPM will work with the Council, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to come up with a coordinated plan by November 16th. Barry says it will guide everything from recruitment to training and promotion.
The federal government has a special opportunity to lead by example. In the 21st century, we the people must include access to opportunity for all the people, all the way up to the senior-most positions in our workforce.
OPM also will issue guidance to agencies to spell out their own tailored strategies for increasing diversity. Agencies will have 4 more months to submit those strategies to OPM and OMB for review. Then the chief human capital officers will have to implement the plans. OPM Deputy Director Christine Griffin says there won't be any quotas.
You don't have to say, you know, you have to hire this many people from this group. You know, there are steps that you take that demonstrate that you're committed to making sure this happens.
While the details will be worked out in the next few months, Griffin says the plans could borrow some accountability measures from the private sector. For example, she says, agencies could expect human resources staff to reach out to associations that represent women or people of color, or do something as simple as analyze their own data to identify why minorities aren't being promoted.
And those are the types of things that, you know, you can put in a performance appraisal to actually encourage managers to become more aware. They have a lot of the data and the information in front of them. I don't think that a lot of people use it effectively.
People of color make up a third of the federal workforce, but diversity shrinks as you go up the civil service ladder. Of the senior executive service, nearly 10% are Black, 4% are Latino, and 3% Asian. There's also a gender gap. For example, less than 80 of the more than 7,000 senior executives are Latino women.
It's deplorable. Absolutely deplorable.
Manuel Oliveras is president of the International Association of Latino Public Administration Executives, which is holding a conference this week for Latino federal workers.
There's no reason for it. There's qualified Hispanic men and women who can fill those positions as well as anyone else. I ascribe that to a lack of focus, a lack of attention, a lack of interest, a lack of will by the agencies and those who run the agencies to really practice diversity.
But federal workers at the conference say sometimes other priorities, such as giving veterans hiring preference, mean that minorities or women especially don't make the cut. Arlene Gonzalez is the division chief for compliance and policy in the Coast Guard's Office of Civil Rights.
The pipeline for Coast Guard veterans is predominantly white male. The Coast Guard is about 90% white, so it's not diverse.
Gonzalez says her agency needs to do a better job of attracting minorities, but that takes money.
We are not normally funded sufficiently to achieve the civil rights mission. That's just a given, and nowadays I don't know who any manager that will say they have sufficient funding to do anything, to include DOD.
The executive order doesn't come with more cash, but OPM's Griffin says agencies really don't need it.
And while the administration isn't saying, then, you know, here's $1 billion to do this, they're really trying to say this is something that should be folded into and be a part of everything that you do in your effort to recruit, hire, retain, and promote the workforce.
It will be up to the agencies to shift their resources to meet those goals. In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.